Tasha? Tasha, where are you? Tasha?
Yeah.
Tasha? Tasha, where are you, Tasha? Tasha?
Yep.
Tasha? Tasha? Where are you? Where are you, Tasha?
We want to find peace, you know. We must sacrifice something, huh? We must go without something. Because in this world, we never have enough anyhow. It doesn't matter how much we have, right? We still have not enough. Or maybe we forget. So you might just as well be satisfied with whatever you have. And if you think whatever you have is not good enough, then do something about it. Do something constructive, positive, and not just sit there, stand by, point finger, complaining and criticizing. That goes nowhere. Huh? That takes you nowhere. Even I have to work to contribute everything to every center wherever I can. Huh? Even here, I must work pretty hard too, to make it the way it is. When I first came here, there was not even a light on the road. There was no road lamps. Huh? No electricity here. No water. So I have to dig wells. Spend millions of NT, many wells, spend a lot of time and money. I have to endure a month long of noise because there had to be continuous digging for 1 month to be able to supply the water that we need for thousands of people every week and every retreat. And all the bathrooms we have to construct and all the roads and all the things we have to do. Before here was like a wild jungle, just a few chickens running around, nothing else. And now we have people running around. So if you think you work too hard for your center, or if you have to endure too much, think about me. Huh? I am the most hardworking in the whole group. The leader is the slave for the group. You understand? It's not the leader. The leader actually is the slave. He must work hardest to take care of everybody. Otherwise, how can he be the leader? He leads what? Leads whom? What for? What for is he there? So don't misunderstand your position. As we are born as a human being, we are a kind of leader. We are leader of lesser brothers and sisters, lesser intelligent beings, lesser capable sentient beings. So we are leader of one kind. Yeah? Or we are leader in the house, leading our children to better understanding of their future and of their mission on earth. Yeah? Or if we are husband, we are the head of the family. We must take care, we must educate them, we must feed them, clothe them, and nourish them in spiritual knowledge so that they become a useful and better person for themselves and for the society. Yeah? So take upon your shoulder this leadership and responsibility and sacrificial spirit. We must never complain, but work. If you see something is no good, try to better it by your own wisdom, by your intelligence or your own resources. If you don't have enough, talk together and do something about it. Don't even complain about the toilet to me. This is really low level, but I hope that person has already changed. I have written to her and I hope that she changed. If she didn't change, I feel very sorry for her. Next time she has to be born again to learn what it's like. So whatever we don't finish in this life, we have to come back. It's just like whatever you don't finish today, you have to do it tomorrow. There's no running away from it, huh? So don't put everything on my shoulder, because I can do that too. But then you must come back to learn your lesson, and that will be very difficult, very hard, because you have double obstruction when you come back here with other newly picked up garbage, and new preconceived ideas and new hindrances. So whatever you can do in this life, do it. Don't wait. Because when we come back next life, we have double interest of whatever we own in this life. And the hardship is manifold. So anyhow, there is a story about a mice. A mouse or mice? Mouse, huh? Many mice, one mouse, huh? You see, that's how bad my English became. Talking Chinese all the time. There was a mouse. You know a mouse? The tail like that. Loves to eat cheese and cakes, like you. He had found a piece of cheese. Cheddar. Gorgeous. Delicious. And then he was going to enjoy it in his own den, a little hole. And just before he reached his house, his hole, and many other mice came and tried to snatch it from him. And they had a big fight with each other to snatch the piece of cheese from him. He fought as hard as he could, but then finally he gave up. And some of the other mice took the piece of cheese from his mouth and ran away. And the other mice chased after that new one. Oh, so the mouse, the first one who lost, the owner of the piece of cheese, he heaved a sigh. He said, "Oh, my God. Well, I lost that piece of beautiful cheese, but at least I regained my peace." So that's what I mean by, if we want to be contented and satisfied, we have to go without something sometimes. And think of the gain that we gain from that loss, and we will be very comforted. Huh? Sometimes a loved one pass away, or maybe some of our lovers or friends deserted us, and we feel very lonely and rejected. Yeah. But then a few hours later, or maybe a few days later, or maybe a few months later, or sometimes even a few years later, we learn something new from that. And then somebody else comes along who is even better, much better than the one that we lost. At that time, then we know there's nothing that's really bad for us. It's only good things. Yeah? And even though at the time of loss we feel very sorry and sometimes miserable, life goes on all the time. And you never know what will surprise you at the next corner. So just go on living. I feel expecting, huh? And whatever comes, we just enjoy. And if it doesn't come, oh, much better. We have less to worry about, less burden, less things to care for. Because even a best friend or a wife or husband takes a lot of our attention and work, no? You have to take care of her or him or else, you know? Oh. He flies away somewhere. Difficult to find him again, no? Yes, they are very sensitive. Sometimes girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, very, very sensitive. Just sometimes we say something wrong or do something wrong, even without intention. They get angry or jealous or something like that, and then we're finished. You know, so it takes a lot of hard work and attention. You know, sometimes I don't know if it's really worth it. But if you think it's worth it, continue to work. It's okay. Be welcome. Work for me. Work double. Yeah, so for example, last time I say, such person has many girlfriends. Huh? Actually, I know him very well. He doesn't have that many girlfriends. All he has is just friends. He chases them. Whoever he likes, he says, "Well, I just know another girl, you know." He knows them, doesn't mean anything. And then he ends up with nobody. He does nothing. He just chases after people. And after, maybe sometime he finds that she doesn't have enough quality, you know. Or something he found out that's not good enough, and then he just drops her. Or maybe she never even knows that he drops her. Or maybe she doesn't even notice that he exists in this universe. things like that, you know. And sometimes when you see people like that, you think they're a butterfly, you know. And they fly a lot after girls, things like that. But actually, it's just not like that, you know. Because it's very difficult to find an ideal partner. It's very difficult to find the person that you like for life, you know, that you can never be tired of. That's very, very difficult. And if you find out she's good looking, then she might not cook very well, or she curses like sailor. Or maybe after you unwrap the present, there's nothing there. Because sometimes the present wrap very well, you know, but after you unwrap the paper, nothing. And you feel disappointed and things like that. Or her personality is lousy, or maybe she's too depressed, a person, you know, not lively enough, or maybe he loves literature things, but she's very coarse, you know, and she likes more material pursuits and things like that. And so they will part. So it's very, very difficult to find the one that's really suitable for you. That's why they have research in America. And it says that out of 900 couples, only one couple is supposed to find the true love of their life. So the others are up to no good. So I'm not sure whether you are in the 900 or in the one. Sometimes people are like that. They just found someone, and at first glance, they think, oh, it's good looking. Okay, I like that kind of face, yeah? Or legs or whatever, you know? Yeah, it's funny, I'm telling you. Yeah, fancy choosing a partner for legs. Yeah. It's not true? Are you laughing at me or laughing with me? Is it true or not? Well, I read a newspaper, mind you, I cannot guarantee because I'm not a man, but I read research, a newspaper, that most men look at women, look from the legs. Fancy choosing a life partner, beginning with legs. There's no brain in the legs, you know very well. Maybe that's what the men like. Well, better have no brain, you know? So whatever the men say, the legs just follow. Otherwise, what do you think? Why? Huh? Why is that? So stupid, huh? There are many beautiful leg creatures in this world. If he wants to choose beautiful legs, I suggest he choose horse or... Yeah, buffalo, things like that. Yeah, they are more leggy, you know. Besides, they have four legs instead of two. What do you think? In my humble opinion, it is like that, because I can't understand why men choose legs over intelligence or virtues. Huh? But that's how the world is very chaotic, because since ancient times, all the kings choose legs and face and nose and ears and whatnot, you know?
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.